Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Courage to Overcome, where we talk about how to manage and navigate toxic people and relationships. I'm so glad you're here today. Today, I'm going to talk about something that might finally help you understand why you feel the way you do. You know that feeling when you can't remember simple things anymore, when you second guess every decision you make. When you feel like you're going crazy and you wonder if maybe, just maybe, you really are the problem, like he says you are. I need you to hear this, and I keep saying it over and over. You are not crazy. And today we're going to talk about why your brain is responding exactly the way it's designed to respond when it's under attack. Because narcissistic abuse doesn't just hurt your heart. It literally changes your brain. And here's the hope I want to plant in your spirit right now. Your brain can heal. God designed you with a miraculous capacity for restoration. So take a deep breath with me. You're exactly where you need to be. Let me start by validating something you've probably been feeling but couldn't quite name: your brain fog. Your forgetfulness, your inability to concentrate. These aren't character flaws. They're neurological responses to sustained psychological abuse. When you're in a relationship with a narcissist or someone with toxic, abusive patterns, your brain is constantly in survival mode. Research shows that chronic emotional abuse actually changes the physical structure of your brain. So let me just break this down in a way that makes sense. This is research that has been carried out already, so I'm just taking from that research. There are three main areas affected. The what they call the hippocampus. This is your brain's memory center. Studies have shown that prolonged exposure to the stress hormones released during emotional abuse can actually shrink the hippocampus. This is why you can't remember what you said 5 minutes ago, why you forget appointments, why you feel like you're losing your grip on reality. Your brain is literally being flooded with cortisol and adrenaline, and it's impairing your ability to form and retrieve memories. The amygdala. This is your fear center, your alarm system. In narcissistic abuse, your amygdala becomes hyperactive. It's like a smoke detector that's constantly going off. You're always on edge, always waiting for the other shoe to drop, always scanning his face for signs of what mood he's in. This is hypervigilance, and it's exhausting. Your nervous system never gets to rest. And then there's the prefrontal cortex. This is your decision-making center, where logic and reasoning happen. Chronic abuse can reduce activity in this area, which explains why you feel paralyzed when it comes to making decisions. It's why you stay frozen, unable to leave, even when you know you should. Your brain's ability to think clearly, plan for the future, and make rational decisions has been compromised. And I want you to hear this. This is not your fault. Your brain is doing exactly what it's wired to do when it perceives danger. The problem is, you've been living in danger for so long that your brain has adapted to survive, not to thrive. Proverbs 12, verse 18 says, "The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Those words that have been spoken over you, the criticism, the gaslighting, the contempt, they've pierced you. They've wounded you at a neurological level. But just as those words cause damage, healing words and healing actions can restore you. So, what does this look like in your daily life? Let me paint a picture and you tell me if this sounds familiar. You're trying to have a conversation with him about something that hurt you. You've rehearsed it in your head 100 times, but when you finally speak up, within minutes, you're confused. Somehow the conversation has turned, and now you're the one apologizing. You walk away thinking, wait a minute, what just happened? I came to talk about what he did, and now I'm the bad guy. You can't quite track how the conversation shifted, but you feel guilty, ashamed, and more confused than ever. Or maybe it's this. You used to be sharp. You had a great memory. You were organized, capable, on top of things. But now, you forget doctor's appointments. You can't focus on conversations. You read the same paragraph 3 times and still don't know what it says. I know what I'm talking about. I've been there. You wonder if you're developing early dementia. Or perhaps it's the constant anxiety. You're always tense, always bracing yourself. Your shoulders are up by your ears. Your jaw is clenched. You startle easily. You can't relax even when things seem calm because you know calm never lasts. These are all symptoms of a brain under siege. Your brain has rewired itself for survival. And while that rewiring helped you to survive, it's also keeping you trapped in patterns that no longer serve you. Here's what narcissistic abuse does. It creates what psychologists call cognitive dissonance. You're trying to hold 2 opposing truths at the same time. He says he loves me and he treats me terribly. He's a good Christian man and yet he tears me down constantly. Your brain is working overtime trying to make sense of these contradictions and it's exhausting you. Matthew 7 verse 16 tells us, by their fruit you will recognize them. You don't have to keep pretending the fruit is good when it's poisonous. Trust what you're experiencing. Your brain is telling you something is wrong. Listen to it. So what's the path to healing? Now here's the beautiful part. The part where hope walks into the room. Your brain has something called neuroplasticity. That means it can change, adapt, and heal. The same brain that was damaged by abuse can be restored through healing practices and, most importantly, through the renewing power of God's truth. Romans 12, verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This isn't just spiritual advice, it's neurological truth. Your mind can be renewed, your brain can heal. Here are some practical steps. Safety first. Your brain cannot begin to heal while it's still under attack. If you're still in this relationship, your first priority is creating safety, even if it's just small pockets of safety. This might mean therapy, a safety plan, trusted friends who know what's happening or preparing to leave. Healing begins when the abuse ends. Therapy and counseling. Find a trauma-informed therapist, ideally one who understands both narcissistic abuse and faith. Your brain needs help rewiring those neural pathways. EMDR, cognitive behavioral therapy, and somatic therapy have all been shown to help heal trauma in the brain. Grounding practices. Your amygdala needs to learn that you're safe now. Practices like deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation can help, and others can help regulate your nervous system. Even simple things like placing your hand on your heart and saying, I am safe right now, can signal safety to your brain. Truth over lies. For every lie that was spoken over you, you're too sensitive, you're crazy, no one else would put up with you. Replace it with God's truth. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139 verse 14. I am deeply loved. 1 John 3, 1. I have a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Write these truths down. Speak them out loud. Let them create new neural pathways. Community. Isolation keeps you sick. Connection heals. Find other women who understand. Join a support group. You're not alone, and your brain needs to know that. Rest and compassion. Be patient with yourself. Your brain didn't get damaged overnight, and it won't heal overnight. Give yourself grace on the days when you can't remember things, when you feel anxious, when you struggle to make decisions. You're in recovery, and recovery takes time. And then I want to leave you with this image. In Ezekiel chapter 37, God takes a valley of dry bones, dead, scattered, hopeless, and he breathes life into them. He puts flesh on them. He makes them an army. That's what he wants to do with you. The parts of you that feel dead, scattered, and broken, he can restore them. He can breathe life into your mind, your emotions, your sense of self. You are not beyond healing. You are not too damaged. You are not crazy. You are the daughter of the King, and he is faithful to complete the good work he started in you. So thank you for being here today. If today's episode resonated with you, please share it with other women who might need to hear this. And remember, taking the step to understand what's happening to you is part of your healing journey. Until next time, stay firm in who God says you are. You have the courage to overcome. This content provided in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for professional, medical, psychological, or therapeutic advice, diagnosis, or treatment. While this episode discusses the neurological impacts of abuse, I am not a licensed mental health professional, medical doctor, or therapist. If you are experiencing abuse, please reach out to qualified professionals who can provide appropriate support. Take care and God bless.